have the best seat in the house. Welcome into the front row for the Utah Jazz. I'm your host, Holly Rowe. And today, Taylor Hendricks. And we specifically requested you, Taylor, because I feel like this is your time. You know, you have been really grinding in the G League and putting in all this development work. What has changed for you right now in the Jazz organization that you're really excited about?
I would just say mostly my role. You know, obviously not being able to be with the main team, you know, for most of the start of the season. And then, you know, now, you know, started my first game last game. So, you know, it's just a lot of shift in role right now.
How fast is that coming at you? Because it feels like you've been grinding for a long time. We've talked about it. You've been putting in the work and grinding. But now it's like, oh, okay, here you go. Be ready. Let's go.
Yeah, definitely, man. I've been, you know, working really hard for it. So, you know, for it all to be coming so fast right now, it's a blessing.
You had some good success in the G League, and I know you worked hard there, mm-hmm. scoring 15 points a game. And your shooting was good. What have you been able to take? I know it's a different level, but what confidence have you been able to take now to your new role?
Just being able to find my shots in the offense. You know, the G League runs a lot of, like, the similar plays and similar actions. So just trying to find where I can get my shots through there and then, you know, translate it.
We were just talking to Chris Dunn, and he said he's been kind of hyping you up because he sees something special in you defensively. What does he say to you? What does he see in you that you're kind of like, oh, that's cool that he believes in me?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Dunn, like, he's been very helpful. You know, he's known as a defender. So, you know, I get a lot of things from him, like even like little things in practice. Like, he might see me, you know, mess up a little bit, and he'll, like, you know, critique it a little bit. And, you know, I appreciate it so much coming from a great defender like him. So
I remember talking with Will Hardy earlier, and he really feels like you can come in and have an immediate impact defensively because you're long. And I do feel like you have good instincts. Is that something you are like, no, I can count on this night in and night out? Or how do you approach that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, defense is a little bit different than offense. You know, like, offense, you got to count on your shot going in. And defense is just, I feel like it's mostly effort. And that's something I can bring to the table every game.
You had a few looks earlier in the season, and you had some blocks, and you really win it, guys. How do you think you've been as far as your confidence level playing on this level?
It's definitely continuously gone up. You know, spending time in G League definitely helped with that. And then, you know, now being with the main team and being getting a lot of reps has definitely helped my confidence a lot.
Was there a moment so far that you were like, that was nice? Like, I know you had a recent good block. Tell me about that. Was that a standout moment for you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The blocking KD,
yes.
For sure.
Yes.
You know, in the moment, I'm like, you know, trying to get a bucket on the other end. But, like, after, like, a timeout, like, I was thinking about, like, dang, I really just blocked KD. You know, so.
Have you had any other cool moments of, like, welcome to the league that you're like, wow, that's cool?
I mean, probably, like, just last game, you know, just seeing my name. I'm in the starting lineup, so I would say that for sure.
When did you find out you were going to be starting?
That morning.
What'd you do? Did you call mom? What'd you do?
No, I texted her after, but, like, in the moment, I just, like, you know, played it cool. But, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, is that my face up there, you know? So, yeah.
How did you think you did?
I think I did pretty well for my first start. You know, definitely looking to build. It wasn't perfect, you know, not trying to make it perfect, but, you know, just trying to build off of it.
You know, we keep using these phrases like development, building, you know, gaining confidence, all this stuff. Where are you right now? Where do you think you are?
I feel like I'm very far from the player I want to be. You know, I feel like I'm, you know, improving every game and, you know, making jumps. And I feel like to the level I want to be, I'm pretty far right now.
You know, people, I remember reading about you before the draft, and a lot of people use the word potential because, you know, you kind of shot up quick from high school and all of a sudden you're this top prospect. It's been fast. What do you see in yourself? Like, what is this potential that you think people see and that you feel you do have?
I feel like a lot of it has to do with, you know, my talent and my hustle, you know, my ability to go get it, you know, how hard I play, and, you know, the different instruments God gave me.
Mm-hmm. Kind of natural talent, right? Size, length, bounce, athleticism. Tell me about offense. So I know defense is easier to get into the system and understand how you can impact a game. Where do you think you can impact a game offensively right now?
Right now, just spacing out, you know, getting the ball and then driving when I can, and, you know, trying to lighten up the load a little bit for guys like Laurie and JC. So,
yeah, space is important in this offense. Mm-hmm. You do shoot the three well. Has that I know you don't want to live and die on every 3-point shot, but right before All-Star break, you had a game where they weren't falling, and then you finally hit one. Like, how have you been patient with yourself as your three kind of comes around?
I feel like it's kind of easy to be patient with it because, you know, I feel like I put in a lot of work, you know, on my shot. And, you know, if some games doesn't fall, like, you know, what can you do? You know, you're putting in the work. So, you know, eventually it'll fall and it will.
Tell me what a typical development day looks like for you. Like, what are the coaches having you do for a workout, and what are you working on?
I'm pretty much working on every facet of my game, you know, a little bit of defense, ball handling, obviously my shot, you know, coming into practice before and staying a little bit after, you know, just tightening up little things, and then watching a lot of film, like watching other guys, how they play, you know, guys similar to me, and watching different teams, how they play, and, you know, just trying to imitate that a little bit.
Who are some of the guys you're watching?
Jaden McDaniels. We have like a similar type body type, so, you know, and he's a great defender, and, you know, I want to be an elite defender like that.
He is a good one. I do feel like you're built very similar. Yeah, I feel like there's this, gosh, I don't know how to say this the right way, but like I feel this talent in you that you're just kind of like navigating it, but it's there, and it's just like the moment's going to happen where you finally feel it. Does that sound right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, I feel like I'm getting better every game, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's only going to keep building from here.
Putting the ball on the deck, I feel like you can be a slasher. Is that part of your game you feel good about, or is that still in development?
That definitely is a part I feel good about. You know, I feel like, you know, I can shoot the ball, but shooting is just like a weapon for me. I feel like, you know, I'm a pretty big body, so, you know, I can get to the rim and finish pretty easily.
Tell me a little bit about, I know your mom is a big part of your life, mm-hmm. and I've seen her here in the stands, and she seems like a big, dynamic personality. How has your mom helped get you where you are right now?
I mean, she's been huge, man. Like, I wouldn't even be wearing this jersey right now if it wasn't for her. So, you know, like, she's been, like, my number one, my superwoman in my whole life. So I'm just blessed to have her, for sure.
Did you get to go see your brother play recently?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was nice because they had played BYU, so I was at the game. And, you know, it was nice to watch them play, for sure.
Okay, what did you think about the BYU crowd?
It's crazy. That student section is one of the craziest I've ever seen, for sure.
But I just think it's so fun down there. I just always have thought the Marriott Center was so good. Yeah. How did your brother do? How did the game go?
It went well. I mean, we lost, but, you know, we put up a good fight, for sure.
What was it like for him to see you? Like, now you're this NBA player. Were people, like, getting pictures with you, or was he like, oh, dude, you're like a celebrity here now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like it definitely inspires him a little bit, you know, to see his older brother. You know, go for our dream. So, you know, he's next. So it'll be nice to, you know, see him on the court.
I used to cover the Markieff and Marcus Morris when they were at Kansas for a long time. And they had a hard time being apart. Like, twins are innately connected. How has it been to be apart from your twin?
At first it was a little rough, but it started, like, you know, during my pre-draft process, I wasn't really with him. So, you know, I kind of got used to it. And, you know, now it's fine. You know, we talk every day. So, you know.
You do talk every day?
Yeah, every day.
Do you FaceTime or just talk on the phone?
Sometimes we FaceTime, but we're at least in contact every day.
Because you need that connection, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's so natural. Are you able to pass along things to him like, yo, they're having me work on this, this, and this, and I can see you being able to do that too? Are you helping him right now?
Yeah, definitely. You know, just the things I'm learning up here, and then we're kind of like in a similar role, like trying to earn our spot a little bit. So, you know, a lot of things I'm going through, you know, I can you know, give him advice.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this a little bit earlier when you first started playing earlier in the season, and you said it had been hard to not compare your rookie season with other guys in your rookie class and see, like, oh, this guy's playing more than me or this guy. How have you kind of come to peace with, like, this is my journey, this is my process?
I feel like just getting closer to God right now. Like, you know, the Bible says, you know, good things come to those who wait. So, you know, not to be too urgent for something to happen, you know, and not be, you know, upset if it's not happening at the time you want. So, you know, just me coming to peace with that and, you know, realizing, like, my time will come.
Yeah, it's really cool because I think, you know, your ascension to being an NBA prospect has been so quick. Mm. It's like, no, I want to stay here. Like, I'm going to be really patient because my journey's is new.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
And how can you allow yourself to be patient? Like you said, you pray a lot. You're in the Bible a lot. We've talked about that. But patience is hard.
Yeah, it is. It's not easy, for sure, you know. You know, like I said before, you know, seeing other other your peers, I'm doing really well, and like you want to be on that level too. But you know, everybody's journey is different. You know, you see it all over the NBA with guys like Jokic, Gilgeous Alexander. Like everybody has different paths to being superstars. So.
I was listening to a podcast that I like, and one of the guys said, year three is when guys really, when you really know how they're going to be. Like, yeah, there's some outliers, but year three. So, like, that's got to be your patient approach, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Of course, we all want it now. We want to see you be great right now, but yeah. That's got to be part of the approach. Okay, what are you doing the best right now on the court? Like, when we watch you play the next couple of days, the next couple of weeks, what are we going to see from Taylor?
Someone who's hungry on defense, for sure. You know, I'm gonna try to fly around and be everywhere and try to cause problems for the other team.
I like that. I know that they're spacing you. Sometimes you're kind of in the corner, but how can you still make your presence felt offensively?
Just crashing the boards, you know, when the shot goes up, trying to get my hands on it and, you know, add another couple of possessions for our team.
Yeah, putback, right? Like, you can get shots off putbacks if you can be athletic and rebound like I think you're capable of.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, cool. Anything else that you're, like, really proud of that maybe we don't know has developed for you, but you're like, man, people need to see. I've really been putting in work on this.
I would say definitely the defensive side of the ball. You know, I feel like in college, like, my role defensively was a little bit different. Like, in college, I was more of, like, a rover. And now it's, like, I'm guarding, like, some of the best players in the NBA. So it's, like, it's a different kind of transition you have to do for sure, so.
Has there been anybody yet that you were like, whoa, I'm guarding so-and-so. This is crazy.
Probably Kevin Durant. Yeah, Kevin Durant for sure.
And you blocked him.
Yeah.
Did he say anything to you after that moment?
Yeah, he told me it was a good block. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. That's pretty cool. All right, before I let you get out of here, anything that has stood out to you about just being in Utah, getting more comfortable with being here in Salt Lake City, and just kind of how your life is going here?
I would say the fans, like, they've been pretty supportive throughout my, you know, up and downs throughout my journey a little bit. So thankful for them for sure.
Yeah, I do think people are pouring into you. Like, we're excited for him. They see the vision of what you're going to bring. Do you feel that?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, Taylor Hendricks.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us on Front Row.